This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Football on off the ball.
Sir Alex Ferguson was the master of that, of taking pressure off his players, casting it onto referees, the opposition, us in the media were responsible at times, you know, the kit manufacturer, I mean, all sorts, you know, anyone but his players. That's what the best managers do. They're lightning conductors for criticism and pressure, so they take it off their players, and Pep's brilliant at that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Sunday Paper Review on Off the Ball.
The Ger Brennan story is across all the front sports sections today, and give you a sense of, I suppose, the profile of this one. And we'll give you a small bit of background to it, and we'll throw it open to you, Neil, then after that. But he had his DRA appeal yesterday morning, 5-hour session by all accounts over Zoom. Ultimately, they upheld the 12-week ban of the CAC and the CHC, so all of which means Dean Rock is going to be the manager on the sideline and well beyond, and well into June by all accounts. It rules Brennan out of all GA activity, so he can't be part of preparation or any other activity, which is an absolute disaster, clearly, for a man in his first year managing his native county. You will probably remember he had an altercation with the Galway S&C coach. Brennan's angle on all of this as to, you know, why the appeals and all this sort of stuff is that the S&C coach wasn't listed as part of the Galway backroom team, so he was effectively pushing a pitch invader. We'll get into the Dub statement here, which says, while we're disappointed at the outcome of the case, we will await the written judgment with interest and give due examination and consideration to changes required to improve the fairness and proportionality of a disciplinary system within our association. Ger Brennan did at all times accept that he should receive some sanction for last month's incident. However, the weight of the penalty imposed by a volunteer member is an unduly heavy burden. Now, there are pieces about it today, and we will get into those in a second. But first of all, Neil, the rights and wrongs of what many will consider to be a false premise that the S&C coach was a pitch invader rather than being part of the extended squad, even though he wasn't listed, and that being the root of the appeal.
Yeah, and for me, this is a very simple case. Ger Brennan did something that was wrong. It was very wrong. It looked terrible. Ger Brennan has acknowledged that what he did was wrong. Dublin have also acknowledged that what he did was wrong. So everybody's agreed on that. Dublin are choosing to appeal, I think, because of the scope of the punishment, and that's fine. Appealing it on the technicality as regards the role of the Galway backroom team member, to me, it's not the way to go, but I can understand why they're doing it. And I think you've hinted at why they're doing it too there. Ger Brennan's first year, Ger Brennan is trying desperately to build a group of players, or to build probably a new Dublin team here. And I think one of Ger Brennan's strongest skills, from what you can see and what you hear about him, is, you know, his empathy, the connection he's able to build with his players, getting his players to buy into the message that he's selling them. And that's probably created in his own mind the situation where the stupid thing that he did happened. But it's also why Dublin and Ger Brennan desperately want to be involved on the training pitch and on the sideline, in the coming weeks and months as they try to build this new Dublin team. But for me, the technicality, appealing on the technicality, it's not right, but Dublin are going to do it.
And forgive my naivety on that one, Neil, but why didn't he just go in and go, this is ridiculous, it's too long, just that's it?
Because the procedure is there, and I think it's written in black and white. If this is the offence, this is the punishment that you should get. And I think the DRA are 100% right in implementing the rule as it's stated in the rule book. And I think this is the problem, and I'm not sure if it's just the GAA problem, but everybody is annoyed with aspects of the rule book, but they're only annoyed when it affects them personally. And then everybody says, oh, that's a stupid rule. But nobody wants to go to their club AGM in October and go, I had to read through the rule book, and that rule is stupid. Yeah. And that could bite us in the backside next summer. So, you know, the rule and the proportionality of it may seem unfair. But all the DRA and all the GAA can do is implement the rule as it is. Where there's an issue there, and I would, and maybe this is where I can understand why Dublin are repeating it on this technicality, there is, what, I'm going to say 31 other counties in Ireland that would do the exact same thing. I know there's more teams playing in Championship, but let's just take the 32 counties. Every other county playing in the Inter-County Championship would appeal on the technicality if they thought they could get their manager off this suspension.
But is so that, can I ask you, Neil, can I ask you just on that, right? Because you've outlined the punishment is written down in black and white as to that is what has to be dished out in this scenario. So Ger Brennan or any other manager, as you rightly point out, coming out to say, I accept I did wrong here, that's really a hypocrisy, isn't it? If you're saying, I accept this, but not really, I'm not willing to accept the clearly written albeit nobody's parsing the rule book here, but is there not a hypocrisy in the GAA around that? Because you're absolutely right to say it's not just a German thing.
100%, there's a hypocrisy in the GAA around this, Adrian, and that's probably my issue with it. It's culturally acceptable in the GAA to appeal suspensions and bans based on technicalities, despite counties. The funny thing with this is counties that are responsible for implementing the rules within their own county and games within their own county will then defend the actions of their player, their manager, if it happens in an inter-county game. It's 100% hypocrisy, but there's a culture of hypocrisy in the GAA around how we implement our rules. And to be honest with you, maybe I'm wrong to phrase it like this, but I feel sorry for Ger Brennan, because Ger Brennan is taking a huge hit here. And I guess maybe this is a line in the sand moment where Croke Park have said, okay, the rule is this, we need to, from here on, we're going to implement the rule. And if that's the case, fair play to Croke Park, because just because something's been done wrong in the past doesn't mean it should continue to be accepted as practice into the future. But Ger Brennan is desperately unlucky, because, and there is numerous examples in very recent years of numerous inter-county managers, I guess, let's just call it discipline breaches on the sideline, inside the sideline.
But Davy Fitzgerald was on the pitch 2 years ago getting involved with a player, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, and I guess I don't want to maybe name names, but there's high-profile hurling games in Munster last year where highly respected inter-county managers were in a race to get to the referee at halftime on the pitch. Mm. And you know, it's just, and that's culturally acceptable in the GAA, and that's culturally acceptable in the GAA because the rules have not been implemented for decades now. So, you know, Ger Brennan is taking the hit for loads of those inter-county managers, and that's very unfortunate for Ger Brennan. So, you know, if people know that this is the punishment for these type of interactions, it's that drastic that people are going to stop this messing on the sidelines. And if it stops the messing on the sidelines, because people think, oh, if you do that, you're going to be punished in a very draconian manner, what we feel is a very draconian manner, well, maybe that's a good thing, because it stops utter stupidity and this mindless machoism on the sideline where people need to be seen to be the bigger man, or to have the last word, or to not back down. I think it's that, and Grace, correct me on this, I don't think it's just GA where it's that culture of not back down. You know, you turn on a rugby game on a Friday night, on a Saturday afternoon, and there is, I don't know who spread it to who, but you're nearly guaranteed to see this, grabbing the guys by the t-shirt and telling them what you would love to do to them.
Good 99 call, we used to call it, and it was like one in, all in, yeah. You know, but it is.
And the threats that are passed over there, and there's absolutely no reason why they don't carry out the threats. Like, yeah. It's just complete, like, I don't know, this image of not backing down. Like, yeah. It just has to stop. If there's a punishment for stupid behaviour, if it's draconian, maybe it cuts out the stupid behaviour.
And I think that's what they need to do. And maybe that, as you say, he's taken the hit. He's the example now. It's a case of drawing the line in the sand, going, yes, we've had that rule. We've never been as harsh before, but this is getting out of hand now. We need to set the standards. And if you are going to push someone and rip their earpiece out of their ear and shove them to the ground, that's not acceptable. And yes, we maybe let other people away with it now, but it is setting that standard, as you've said, Neil, and going, if anybody else does that, they will be punished. And, you know, there's an example there even last week with Ulster, La Rochelle, and one of the big things in rugby is that handbags, as you would like to call it, that... Now, say me and another player have an alteration or an altercation, sorry, and get in handbags. It's the next person that comes in gets punished, and you know we've seen one of the La Rochelle players, you know, get punished for that, and a penalty or it's a yellow card, and it's, you know, it's setting that standard. Going, if you're going to escalate, you know that. You're going to be punished. And they have to draw the line in the sand now and say, you are representing your club, you're representing your county, you are the leadership, this is how you behave as a coach or a manager, and you can't be physically pushing people to the ground. That is not acceptable. And you know, I think, yes, it's very harsh, and as you say, he is the example, but... You will probably see if this happens again that they will now continue that high ban, as you have said, is set out in the rules.
The Sunday Paper Review on Off the Ball.